Well, it's 9 a.m. and I feel like I've already been here for
an hour, because I think I have. I'm at Gatwick Airport, the South Terminal, and I'm looking out over possibly the entire airport. I'm in Frankie and Benny's, and I'll remember to come here again, because this particular seat I have, you can basically see the aircraft coming in, you can see them taxiing, you can see them parked up, you can see everything going on, and I have a plug socket just behind me on the wall, which is another bonus when you've got to sit down and prepare a presentation, which probably should have already been emailed in to an office somewhere in Norway, which is my destination today. I'm going to be attending the Arts and Audiences conference, talking about new ways of engagement, new ways of collaboration for the arts and creative industries in Norway. If you go to artsandaudiences.com, there's more information there. If you go to the website, I think it starts with the words. Well, I hope it does, because I've saved this page to my Instapaper account. Welcome to the conference Arts and Audiences in Bergen, 30th of May to the 1st of June. Artists and all kinds of cultural workers are invited to investigate how new forms of collaboration and new partnerships can lead to increased participation and engagement in the arts. On this page, we will post news about the conference. Please find details about our program. Bloody blah. So, I do like working for arts, mainly because they seem to get it. It doesn't take much imagination to kind of get your head around how this is going to work if you are already creative, which most of these people seem to be. Quite looking forward to going to Norway. There used to be a time, very recently actually, that I would keep a tab of every single current country I went to. And if there was a war and a country was fractured and I'd been to both areas of that fractured country, I would tick another box and say, oh, I've been to another country. It's quite sad, I know. I think I was at 56 or something last count. So this would be my 57th country, but I'm not sure. It might be 58. I think that this area of the world that I'm travelling to is pretty fascinating. When you look at the standard of living, a lot of these people, I got told a moment ago while I was sampling a £110 bottle of whiskey, which I probably shouldn't have done before breakfast, which should be with me any second now, that the minimum wage in Norway is £17. That seems incredible if that's the case. I think the 30 quid I took out to see me to the airport and maybe through half of the first day is probably not going to go very far if that's the case. I nearly bought a bottle of whiskey just to take and to have, because I don't think I'll be able to afford to drink while I am there. So, early morning, breakfast on the way. Looking forward to Norway and the next 3 days. And then I'll be home again for what I hope may be a period of time involving some kind of rest and relaxation. I'm definitely feeling it. Just like I'm feeling this cheesy popular soul in the background.